Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. I'd like to introduce myself to you all. My name is Donna, and I am going to be your reader for this evening, and I am glad that you are here with me. I normally don't share my first name, but I thought it's not fair for me to do that when I ask you for yours when I pull you up. So, just so you know who I am, my name is Donna, and I am pleased to meet you all. So, as I like to do before we get started, first, I hope everyone who celebrates had a very nice and safe Thanksgiving with your family, or if you decided to stay home and take it easy, whatever way you chose to celebrate, I hope you had a nice, safe, and relaxing day. You had some good food, and you enjoyed your family or your friends or whoever you decided to connect with on that day. So, with that, let's get started. Let's put today behind us. Let's put this week thus far behind us, and let us prepare to hear what the cards, what spirit, what the creator, our ancestors, whoever you call upon, let us prepare to hear what the cards will have to say to us this evening. So with that, just close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And exhale. Again, take a deep breath in. And exhale. One more time, let's take a deep one in. Let's hold it for the count of five, and we'll exhale from there. Ready? Take your deep breath in. Take a big one from your diaphragm. That's from your belly. Take a deep one in and hold it. One, two, three, four, five, and blow it completely out. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I decided to pull a card before we got started tonight, and the card that I pulled, and I wanted to pull it firsthand for the collective. So the card that I pulled for us as a whole tonight was the Wheel of Fortune, and that talks about our luck, our prosperity, and our destiny. So isn't that appropriate that we come together? We've come through the full moon season cycle, and we are coming together at this time to hear what the cards would have to say to us. But be inspired that no matter what comes through, we have destiny on our side, we have prosperity on our side, and everything else is just going to be gravy. Okay? So let's get started. My first card was 856. Good evening to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm getting better.
Oh, you have a cold?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's your question for tonight?
Whatever's coming up this week for the positive. Any rekindling or friendships or anything that's coming up.
All right. Well, you've already heard prosperity and destiny's on your side, so let's see what we can add to that. You know what you're adding to your prosperity and your destiny is the Six of Wands, and that is talking about success and victory. So whatever is going on, even with this cold that you're getting over, you're going to have victory over that, speedy recovery. You're going to bounce back, and you're going to go forward strong.
Cool.
Anything else?
I think that's all. I guess I mean that I guess what I wanted, like a boyfriend or strong, longer commitment or moving. I guess that's what it means.
Well, even with that comes good news. So he is on the way, she is on the way, whatever your preference is, that person is on the way. You just take care of yourself so that you are ready to receive them when they come.
All right, cool. They're coming here. Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay, you have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next is 323. Good evening, 323. 323? Did you want a reading or were you just listening in tonight? Okay. All right. Well, I'll come back to you. If you have a question, you feel free. We will move forward. 518. 518.
Hi. Hey, my name is Marie. How are you?
I am well. How are you, Marie?
I'm good, thank you. Excuse me. Sorry.
Bless you. You're good.
Thank you. I want to know what you pick up around, I don't know how to, I guess, the situation. I'm trying to reconnect with someone from my past.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering what you might get on that.
All right, let's see. Is this a love relationship or friendship? What are you looking for?
It was an ex, and we
okay.
had an, you know, back and forth for many years, and it's been kind of hostile for a while.
Okay.
I've reached out, and I just wonder, I've reached out several times, and I wonder if I'm going to hear back from him or not.
Okay, very good. Well, you have the Ace of Pentacles, so that speaks about new beginnings. So it looks promising that as you reach out, they may need a minute to respond, but the Ace of Pentacles is showing that a new beginning is in the works. So I would take that as a positive sign that they've come around, and you'll be able to reconnect, rekindle, and move forward from there.
Okay. And doesn't give you, you don't have a time frame or anything like that, do you?
I can pull another card and see real quick.
Oh, thank you.
Sure, hold on. I had one. Ooh, I had a couple pop out. Let's see what those say. Oh, it's going to be speedy.
It is.
Doesn't give a time frame, but it is going to be speedy, so sooner than later.
Wow. Okay. I might
How
fall over and die. Wow. Well, wow. I will have to keep you up to date on that.
I wish you would. Thank you so much.
I definitely will. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Oh, you as well. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, who is next here? 229. Good evening to you.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
Yes, I have a question about, do you do have questions?
What was your question?
Do you do health questions?
What do you mean health questions? Just ask me your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean health. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Well, I'm on dialysis, and I'm a veteran, and they're trying to put me on the transplant list. I've got to have a couple of more tests done, and I just want to know when you see that, when you actually see me, like, in the transplant.
Okay.
And I've been on dialysis about almost a year and 8 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got a Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me just shuffle the cards for you. May I have your first name?
Melvin. I'm sorry.
Melvin? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I remember you calling Melvin.
Oh, really?
I think so. Last month sometime. But that's okay. I'm Very
yes,
happy
ma'am.
To read for you again. Just give me a second.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ah, you also received the Ace of Pentacles. So a new beginning is coming for you. I would see that the transplant is going to take place. I'm going to pull another card just to see if we can get an idea of maybe how soon.
Okay.
I got the Queen of Wands, and that is telling us, or telling you really, just to be confident that it is coming. Don't focus so much on the time frame of it. Know that it is coming and that all is going to be well for you. And that kind of coincides with what I read for you the first time. So it is a steady and consistent reading for you. So yes, do not be anxious about it. Don't be weary or worried about it. Know that this new beginning for you with the transplant is on its way and all will be well.
Okay. Could I?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I ask you one more question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I applied for the water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Like I said, I'm a veteran,
mm-hmm.
and I have an attorney now. So I applied for that water. I was exposed, toxic, and that's why my kidneys went out on me. And when did you see me getting compensation off of that claim?
Sure. Let me pull another card for you.
Thank
you for your service.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'll do it again.
Bless your heart. Okay, let's see here. Yeah. So it looks like it's going to be a long road for that. I pulled the Three of Swords, and that deals with loss. But I want to pull another one because just because it means it's going to be a hard and long road does not mean it's a denial. So let me just pull one more card for you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, so this one is the Ten of Wands. And what this is saying to you is don't take on too much stress because this is a stressful situation that you are, you know, you have your attorney and you're going through that process. But don't stress yourself out about it. Focus on you getting your transplant and getting your body ready for that. But it's going
mm-hmm.
to be a long process. So, but don't stress out about it. That's what I want you to hear from all of this. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in tonight, Melvin, and I will be putting up prayers of supplication for you that all goes your way and that what you are due, you will receive.
Yes, ma'am. Do you do private readings?
I am actually going to start setting that up. I don't do them currently, so I'll keep you posted on that, okay?
Okay, please do. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I will. You have a good night, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. I think, let's see. Oh, we have another call. 775. I'm not sure if I got to you. I don't think I have yet. Let me pull you on. 775. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, and I would like to know if you see me buying a small house or a condominium within the next 1 or 2 or 3 years.
Okay, very good. Let me shuffle, and I can let you know what the cards tell you.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you for calling. Okay, I do see that it is possible, but the card that I pulled is the Page of Wands, and that means you are going to have to be creative in your search, creative in your it's on the tip of my tongue, and your and what you're willing to pay, and what your proposal will be for that deal to go through. So yes, I do see it coming, but don't try to go so conventional. Think outside the box when you go through this process. So whatever that looks like for you, whatever opportunities that is for you, consider those. Get some information on those. Get some direction on those, and consider those instead. You know, those conventional ways that we look at when we're looking to buy a house or a condo or something new like that. Think outside the box. Get creative with whether or not you need financing or resources in that area. Think outside the box as you move forward with that.
Well, I will be a first-time home buyer, and I'm going to start connecting with realtors maybe towards the end of December. And I hope I find somebody that I can trust and that will guide me.
And look, you know what? I'm going to pull another card for you because I have time and I can do that.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Page of Cups. Yes. Oh, this goes right along with the Page of Cups. Talks about learning new processes, learning new skills, using your intuition. So that little check that you get in your gut as you're moving forward, don't overlook that. Don't think that it's just something that came out of the blue. Pay attention to that. Research, 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 okay?
Oh, what did you say, that little check or something that I get?
Yeah, so if you get a check in your spirit that says, maybe I should go down this route or maybe I should think about it and go a different direction, don't disregard that. Don't disregard that. That's going to be a little red flag for you in the positive or negative, so just pay attention to it.
I will. I'm very intuitive. Thank you. And I hope to God things go well on Friday. I hired a gentleman that is going to move things out of my small storage space into garage number 3.
Okay.
And then he's going to come into my house and move some boxes from my living room into the garage. I hope that everything goes well, that he's honest and he's kind to me. Do you see everything going well on Friday?
Let me pull a card.
His name is Calvin.
Okay. Well, I have the Sun card for you. So the Sun card means success. So I think that all will go well with that.
And recently I relied on my intuition because two attorneys were extremely successful in getting me approved for my long-term care. And now they want to do a buyout because it would mean a lot of money for them. But I think I had a lot of wisdom, and I said, well, let me think about it because I want to research how taxes would work on that.
Exactly.
So my intuition tells me I am not going to do the buyout.
Very good. Yep, don't disregard your intuition, especially when you know you have it and just be in tune with it. Don't second-guess yourself. Move forward.
Well, what I've discovered is that a lot of it would go to the IRS, and my two attorneys would get $200,000, but guess who's paying the tax on that? Me.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Yep, you're on it, girl.
All right. You're always very polite, and I appreciate you and love you.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great night.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Well, that is everyone right now. I'll just keep on going. Let's see here. I will circle back through our list one more time before we'll see who else comes on in the meantime. If you had an additional question, I have some time, so I don't mind spending it and sharing it with you and getting you through whatever questions you may have. 856, I'll circle back to you.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking it. I guess I want to, I guess my friend's going to come for
here to pick me up to go back to Europe for Christmas and my birthday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, was that a question? I missed it if it was.
Yeah.
All I caught was someone was picking you up to go to Europe.
Yeah, if they're coming here. And then
oh, if
back.
They're coming. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's see. Two of Swords I picked for you. You're at a crossroads. Or they're at a crossroads. Between the two of you, someone is at a crossroads and they need to make a decision. But that decision has not been made at this point. So just keep an ear to the ground. Be patient as you wait, but a decision has not been made in that regard yet. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Let him come.
All right.
Contact me. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Very good.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. 229, I'll circle back to you. Any other question you may have for me?
Oh, thank God. Yes, ma'am. I'm glad I stayed on. Yes, ma'am. I told this lady that I was interested in her yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And she was over to my house, and I told her, you know, this is how I really feel. I just wanted someone to be, be in a relationship with, be friends and be in a relationship. So
mm-hmm.
I said, how does she really take it? And do you see us really being in a relationship?
All right, let's see.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm glad I waited. Yeah.
All right, I pulled the Queen of Wands for you. And Queen of Wands is telling you to be confident in this. Confident that you put yourself out there and confident that those intentions that you made, they were clear and that they will be well received.
How she felt about it? That means
I mean, also pulled the Moon for you. Hold on one second.
Okay, thank you.
So the Moon is speaking about the subconscious, speaking about dreams, and it's also speaking about intuition. I think she is trying to dig deep to see how she wants to respond to this, but it is not a definite no, and it is not a rejection.
Hmm.
So just be patient as you wait for that answer, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You're great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Please,
let's start doing private reading.
Oh, I definitely will.
Yeah, because I need some guidance.
I'm writing it down
all.
Now, so when I get that together, I'll make sure you're aware of it, okay?
Okay, God bless you. Thank you so
and
much,
do me
ma'am.
A favor. Are you on the Blog Talk website?
No, not the website, no, ma'am.
Okay. So you can email me at onewithhim22@gmail.com. Reach out to me that way, and then when I have everything set up, I can email you and let you know all the particulars about that. Okay.
Okay, your email is mentioned on the website on Blog Talk.
Yes, sir. It's the number one with him 22@gmail.com.
Number one with him.
22@gmail.com. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. I'll send you one out.
Okay. Yeah. Just respond through the email, and I'll get back in touch with you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You, thank
you. You as
right.
well. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. 509. Good evening
Hello.
To you. Hi there.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How about yourself?
I am doing well, thank you. What's your question tonight?
Awesome. Well, my question is, I'm just wondering if you see a new relationship coming, like a a new boyfriend, but not somebody from the past. Like, I let that go.
So you mean a brand new relationship?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see what the cards have to say about that. May I have your first name, by the way?
Erica.
Erica. I'm Donna. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Let's see. Do we have a new relationship on the horizon? All right. I have the Six of Swords for you. It's talking about moving forward. So you're obviously ready to move forward because you want a new relationship. And I would say that would be a positive yes. But here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to be open to whatever transition that calls for. So that may mean this may be a long-distance relationship. So you're going to have to be open to accepting that if that's what you so choose to do and, you know, the pros and cons that comes along with that. You're just going to have to keep yourself open as this new relationship comes to fruition. So don't say a definite no right away because it may not look the way that you think it should look. Have fun and experiment with it, and you'll be surprised on how it may turn out for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you kind of see if it's going to be in the next year or like in the new year or just...
Okay, I can look for you. Hold on. How soon will this be? Dealing with the teacher and receiving instruction. So it's not necessarily answering how soon, but it is telling you to just keep your ear open. Keep your eyes attuned. Just keep your intuition ready to receive. And what you hear, take your next steps from that. So if you feel like something is coming within the next week or if you feel like something, you know, if something comes up and you feel you need to wait, pay attention to that instruction and wait. Don't be gung-ho just because somebody gives you a phone call. But if in your spirit you are hearing that, yeah, go ahead and explore this one, then move forward with that. But again, be sensitive to the transitions that you may have to adhere to as that opens up for you, if that makes sense.
Would that have anything to do with because I'm a teacher, I kind of work
mm-hmm.
as a teacher, but as a sub teacher, like only when I ever want to fill in or,
sure.
you know, and I actually recently submitted my application to expand my districts. And so I don't know how long that will take, but I'm looking for new opportunities. And so, I don't know, I just want to like have more experience and see what school fits me the most. Do you think
okay.
it's going to be work related?
Time, let me pull another card for you. Let's put the pieces together. So I just picked the world for you. Possibilities. You mentioned possibilities and the world speaks to that. So keep yourself open for those. You're going to be surprised in what comes your way. But they are on the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So just keep yourself ready for whatever happens because you've got stuff stacked up in your corner. And our theme for tonight, the first card I pulled for us as a collective, is prosperity and destiny. So that falls in line with what's going to be unfolding for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Well, thank you so much for that message.
You are welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. I'm not sure if I doubled back on 775, so I just want to make sure I didn't miss you. 775, did I get to come back around to you?
Hi. You actually gave me a very nice reading a little earlier, and my name is Wendy. Thank you.
Wendy. Sure. Okay, so, yeah, I had time. I wanted to swing back around. If you wanted to ask another question, feel free.
Oh, okay. Well, I had asked you if you saw me purchasing a home, and basically
right.
you said be creative and think outside the box.
Right.
Will this happen in 24, 25? What do you think?
Oh, so for you, I got the Two of Wands, and a decision has not been made, so I can't verify one way or the other on that, but let's see. I'll pull another card. Ace of Pentacles. So that is speaking to, it is on the way, but it is not speaking to how soon. So for you, just keep your eyes peeled, your ears, keep your intuition up, and you will know exactly when that timing is for you.
I think it'll be 2025, but I think I'm going to connect. I'm going to start reaching out to realtors, and when I feel a good connection and trust, then things will move forward probably for 2025.
And if you're okay with that, I would say just keep your eyes and ears, you know, attentive. And because if it happens sooner than that, I don't want you to get stuck on 2025. Just be ready when it is ready, okay?
I agree with you because I do not want to miss an opportunity.
Absolutely, especially with all this in your favor. Yes.
Creating for me. And by
Absolutely.
The way, I have a caregiver. She's very young. Today was her 23rd birthday. And
Aww.
She gave me a very strong hint that she wanted a mermaid doll because she just loved that doll. And so I gave it to her, and she was so appreciative. Will Jamie be my caregiver for the rest of my life, I hope?
Well, let's see. What's her name?
Jamie, J-A-M-I-E.
Jamie, okay.
And
okay.
we have a mutual respect for each other.
And that's always helpful. Let's see. Like, at some point, Jamie is going to relocate, and Jamie is going to move forward with something else, but cherish what you have at the moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe he's going to move out of the state or something?
Or move on with another opportunity or something to that effect. But it's positive that what you have right now, the relationship you have right now, that it is working. And it may not be that she leaves you altogether. It may be she may need to, what's the word I'm looking for? She may need to recalibrate the schedule, her availability. But at some point, things are going to transition and change.
Well, she talks about going back to school to become a traveling nurse.
Okay.
So that's probably what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
But will she be my caregiver for at least a few more years?
Let's see. Page of Wands, it doesn't say whether or not it'll be, you know, the length of time, but it is talking about, sorry about that, but it is talking about some discovery. So as she is moving forward with getting some more education to do other things, again, I would just have you focus on what you have right now and cherish that as it is, and then just be willing to adjust as things move forward.
Well, hopefully I would find a new caregiver that I trust as much and that I'm as comfortable with.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have – Pam is going to come over tomorrow. I've never met her because Jamie's taking a day off. Will Pam and I hit it off, or will it just be, thank you very much, have a nice day?
I have the Hangman, and the Hangman speaks about sacrifice. But let me hold on. Let me just make sure. Yeah. So the Hangman does talk about sacrifice, whether it's self-sacrifice or the other person sacrificing, but it also talks about perspective. So as you meet her, take everything as perspective, that maybe it is time for someone new because she may bring something to the table that you're not necessarily getting. And while you are very happy with the current relationship and the way things are working and flowing right now, don't negate another perspective that she may bring to the table that you don't currently have. So don't count it all out.
So does that mean that maybe she and I will have a good rapport or not?
Yes, that is a very strong possibility, yes.
Card that you drew is kind of alarming.
And you know what? It can be that way, but if you look at it on the positive side, it can also, you know, the hangman means, you know, that sacrifice means there's going to be a give and take. And in any relationship, there's a give and take. You don't always get your way. They don't always get their way. But when you come together and your end goal is the same, whether or not, you know, your idea of how you're going to get there and their idea of how you're going to get there may be different, but the end goal is the same. And so there's going to be give and take. There's going to be compromise. There's going to be conversation so that you both can get and that she can help you get to where you need to be and what she needs to offer to you and support you with.
Okay. Well, I hope I love Jamie, but I hope that the Pam is older, and because it would be nice to have somebody that's more, as you said, maybe more mature, because then we could share insights about certain things.
Exactly. But, there's where that perspective comes in, that different perspective. And there is nothing wrong with giving that every now and then. So, yeah, have an open heart and an open mind for it.
I will. And on the 30th day, on December 1, I am going to have a telephone appointment. I think it's just for half an hour with a lady that I've talked to in the past. Her name is Tammy, and I'm going to actually email over some very important information that will kind of give her an outline of what I'm looking for. And with the approval of my long-term care insurance, I have quite a bit of money coming in after I pay my caregivers and my attorneys. But then my other concern is I'm going to be talking to Tammy about taxes. Will I be okay about what she tells me? Will it be pretty much what I expected? And will I still have a significant amount of money left over every year?
I just pulled the Ace of Cups for you, and this is speaking of new life and new relationship, and the picture shows a cup with water that is overflowing. So I don't see anything that you have to worry about there. I see that all will be well and work in your favor.
Okay. All right, because it's, you know what? Oh, my goodness. It is so hard to find an attorney that is knowledgeable. Because I'm telling you, I am going to be squeaky clean with the IRS. That's the way I was raised. I am going to be crystal clear, report every little penny, because I want to sleep at night, and I want to be comfortable and happy and do not want any stress. So she's extremely intelligent. I hope she helps me to find a tax preparer that understands how the additional money I'm getting interacts with the IRS, because I want to be 1,000% honest. So will she guide me to somebody? Will she give me a name?
Again, that new relationship is going to be what you need, and all that you need, you're going to have.
All right. Well, are you talking about the caregiver or for the tax person or Tammy?
Both, for both of them, yeah. That speaks to all of that.
Okay. Well, that sounds very rich. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You are welcome. You have a good night.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. My last caller for the evening, 111. Good evening to you.
Hi, Ben. Well, it's been a while. This is Melissa, and I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'll make it quick. I know, last time you said something came out true. Of course, you're always very accurate and honest. I can sense it. My question is, well, considering my male friend, right, because considering my male friend, I do care a lot because of his advice,
mm-hmm.
number one. Do you have a sense, like, when he's going to call, and if he does call, it's not going to be negative, like, anything on that, that'd be great.
Okay, give me a second. But you want to know when will he call and how will that call be?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but afraid to answer the phone. Anyway, don't want to miss the breeze.
Okay, so I pulled the Eight of Wands for you, and that is speaking about speed, quick change, and progress. So relatively soon, he is going to call. Now, you want to know what that call is going to entail? Let me see what the cards have to say about that aspect. Yes, it's going to be fairly soon. I can't give you a definite time of when that will, but it will be fairly soon. And the call is, I pulled the Temperance card for you. That is about balance. So I don't think it's going to be a negative call, but it is going to require both of you to be honest with each other, and there's going to be some balance related to that. And again, that goes back to what I said earlier to another call. There's going to be some give and take. So, but the main thing about it is both of you are going to have to be honest. Both of you are going to have to be straightforward. Both of you are going to have to put your heart, and you're just going to have to put the cards on the table and say, this is what it is. Are you willing to deal with that? He's going to say that to you. You're going to have to say that too. Both of you are going to have to decide if this is what we want, this is what we're dealing with, and how are we going to move forward from there?
Very, very good advice. I was thinking about that ahead of time. I really got a call. I'm more clear in my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty, ma'am. Well, you're my last call tonight. I appreciate you calling.
Hello.
All right. Have a good rest of your week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. All right, my friends, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for joining me tonight. Have a great rest of your week, and peace and blessings to you all.